is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. It is not clear exactly when it will happen, but President Trump appears to be on his way to acquittal in his impeachment trial. GOP senators are ready to reject Democrats' efforts to call more witnesses. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Senate is now debating after hearing days of arguments and two more of asking questions. It's expected to vote late today on whether to allow witnesses. The Democrats' push appears to have failed after Republican Lamar Alexander announced he will not break ranks.
I didn't need any more evidence to make my decision.
Telling reporters House prosecutors did prove presidential wrongdoing, but it doesn't merit removal from office.
They're about to dismiss this with a shrug and a who cares.
Number three Senate Democrat Patty Murray and colleagues say the outcome will not be a true acquittal for the president, but rather a cover-up. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been talking up the strength of relations with Ukraine on a trip to Kiev. As President Trump's impeachment trial reaches its climax, Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Pompeo appeared at a news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and did his best to remove any doubt about White House support for the country.
The United States sees that the Ukrainian struggle for freedom, democracy, and prosperity is a valiant one. Our commitment to support it will not waver.
Zelensky, whose one phone call with Trump became the center of the impeachment proceedings, also played down any suggestions of a rift.
When we speak with the USA, there is always a question about the impeachment of President Trump. It seems to me, honestly, that on the contrary, there are very good relations between our countries, not just in words.
Pompeo is the highest-ranking US official to travel to Ukraine since Washington's political crisis began.
That's Adam Reed, and this is VOA News. China's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Chen Shu, says he is confident strong measures taken by his government to tackle the coronavirus outbreak are working and will succeed in preventing the deadly virus from spreading. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The WHO says the main reason for the declaration was fear of the coronavirus spreading to countries with weak health systems that were ill-prepared to deal with the disease. Ambassador Chen says his government is ready to support countries in Africa and elsewhere that might need help in combating the virus.
So there's no need for unnecessary panic and no need for excessive measures.
Chen says he believes the epidemic will be defeated as a result of decisive and effective measures taken by his government, together with coordinated international action to stop the virus from spreading. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is hailing his country's new beginning on Brexit Day, but the jury will be out for some time. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain began the day as a member of the European Union. Its status at the end of the day as a proud nation that has reclaimed its sovereignty or a diminished presence in Europe and the world will still be up for debate for some time to come. An hour before departure, calling Brexit not an end, but a beginning. And some Brexit supporters will be holding raucous celebrations. Others, though, do not feel like indulging in festivities. Lawyer Alice Cole Roberts tells the AP she expects more and more frustration as Brexit unfolds. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The White House Friday announced it has cancelled rules prohibiting the use of landmines in areas outside the Korean Peninsula, arguing the self-imposed ban threatened to put U.S. troops at a severe disadvantage. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said in a statement that President Trump is unwilling to accept this risk to our troops. Earlier Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper argued the military needs landmines to shape the battlefield and protect U.S. forces.
At the end of the day, we want to make sure that we have all the tools in our toolkit that are legally available and effective to ensure our success and to ensure the protection of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines.
The U.S. abandoned the use of landmines outside of the Korean Peninsula in 2014. It began destroying its stockpiles under the direction of then-President Barack Obama. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
R&B.